USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with
The Supreme Court declined to allow some Florida felons the ability to vote if they have not paid fees, restitution, and other fines pertaining to their cases according to state requirements. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 decision on Thursday to reject a request to lift an appeals court order that prevents Florida felons from voting in the state's upcoming primary elections without first paying court fees and restitution. During her daily press briefing on Thursday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked just how much President Trump is paying attention to the coronavirus.
The president's focusing on a lot. Look, the president just yesterday held a big press conference, if you will, or an avail in the Oval Office about MS-13. COVID is something that we're focused on. It is a top priority of this administration. It's why the task force meets.
McEnany also telling reporters many medical experts believe it's safe to start reopening schools. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Private religious schools are the most likely schools to open in fall, even as the majority of public schools are considering remaining closed or pushing off their start dates. In the past week, many Catholic dioceses, which run together a massive network of schools across the country, announced they intend to bring students back to school for in-person classes. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News it's not that difficult to get kids back to school safely.
Look, this is America, Laura. We put a man on the moon. We stormed the beaches of Normandy. We know how to get things done. And these people that are sitting in a room going, oh, gee whiz, we can't do it. That's not the attitude we need right now. The real question should be not whether or not to do it, but how to do it safely. And we can do it safely. And I'm glad that states like mine are moving forward. We need to get every state to do it for the health and benefits of these children that don't need another 6 months of homeschooling.
In Texas, human smuggling continues to be on the rise despite the coronavirus and scorching temperatures. The Border Patrol's Laredo Sector Chief Matt Hudek says they made another human smuggling bust this week where 35 people were jammed in the back of a semi.
When the agents opened that up, used their digital thermometer, the interior walls of that truck were 126 degrees.
Hudek also saying they're seeing a 25% increase in these types of smuggling attempts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.